Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about all this. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only, accept no substitutions. Right. It is 7 o'clock on the dot. We invite all of you to tune in and let us know what's going on with you. What are you doing? What do you think? What do you think about the ongoing homeless epidemic that is going on throughout the world? Not enough places for everybody. Is that a problem? Please, call in. Let us know. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Let me start from the beginning. Hopefully, you've been catching our shows. I was a guy who spent most of his life, pretty much all of it, in McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville, where horses had the right of way. Let me tell you, we had everything. You could do everything you want in McKinleyville. Northern California, it was gorgeous. See, it snowed there. So you could sled, ski, snowboard, toboggan. But we had a beach there, so you could swim, surf, windsail, parasail, boogie board, all that good stuff. We had all that. I mean, it's a thing. We had it all. We had all that good noise in McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I did all this. I did everything there was to do there because, really, I was a guy who was just happy to be alive. I was doing it all. I had it all. In spades. It was precious. It was special. It was epic. Most of my life there. Now, in school, I was the C average kid. I was the kid who wasn't, I didn't think about really trying to study too hard and whatever. So I get one of those high demand jobs that take up your whole life. So your whole profession is all you're going to do. You know, your job's life, like your job is your life. That's it for you. Honestly, I didn't think about that. I thought basically I wanted to take any job so I could sit back and stop and smell the roses. I wanted to move and groove. I wanted to do great things. I wanted to basically continue to do it all. I was enjoying life. I was doing all that. I remember I thought that I'm going to be the guy who does it all, who is it all, who does it all in spades, who does great epics. You know, I didn't think that much about the future. You don't when you're a kid, but it comes anyway. You always have the future. You're going to be whatever you want to be. You think of it as going to be this ideal thing. Now as a kid, I'm going to do whatever I want. You're afraid of getting old, but you think, no matter how old I get, I'm never going to grow up. You want to stay in that arrested development. But the future came for me anyway. I graduated high school. That's what I finally did. And then the truth is, now I'm thinking, what am I going to do now? I wanted to get by. I wanted to do what needs to be done. Just what needs to be done, I'm going to continue to enjoy life. But now we live at a time where that's not the case anymore. Anybody can get any job and survive. There are people who just aren't getting by. Honestly, that's the thing. I was basically, I stayed with my parents. I thought about going to college. But once again, we didn't have the money, and my grades weren't the kind of place they're just going to let anybody in. You figured that, I know any college would end up in as long as they had the money. We didn't have the money. It was a real thing. It was a real trip. There I was, basically sitting by thinking about what I'm going to do now. I was in my parents' house. You know, I got the name DJ Butterfly Feces because, look, even before this show, I had a Blog Talk Radio show. Yeah, I had one before this. I know you weren't listening. I know you weren't, because the truth is, before all that, before that noise, before that jazz and whatever, I had my own show. And I didn't just spin records back and forth. I basically got down the microphone and talked about what was wrong with the world today, and we should just, to have a better world, have a better life, have a better something. Truth is, I personally just, well, it didn't go anywhere. I'm sure nobody was listening. I told all my friends to listen. Everybody I had known, I told them to listen, but I get the feeling that they didn't because none of them ever called it. And, you know, I don't even think they knew how to listen. Even before I got a Blog Talk Radio show, I didn't consider, how do people tune in? It's not like terrestrial radio where you just, you know, change the dial, be on your alarm clock in your car or your radio in the shower, whatever, and just to, somehow, internet radio, how does that work? How do you listen? How do you tune in? It's all recorded and all that noise. But how do you really? Anywho, I finally used up all my time having the free trial account, whatever, and they finally decided they wanted me to start paying for it. I said nerds to that. Why? Well, dude, for the billionth time, I don't think anybody was listening. I wonder if anybody's listening to me right now. You're listening to this show because, look, I'm not just talking about what's wrong with the world. You don't normally listen to people like that who talk about what's wrong with all things because you can see it yourself, you think. You don't want to hear about the downbeat problems of life. Also, at the same time, more than anything else on God's green earth, this is a problem that's affecting everybody. I am talking about the homeless epidemic that is rampant, that is a problem everywhere you go. There are people who don't have a roof and four walls over our heads. And as animals, we've evolved to the point where we kind of need that, you know. We can't basically just, you know, sleep anywhere and get by and whatever. You know. Anywho, basically, there I was trying to do something. I thought about getting a job, but here's the thing about McKinleyville. We got so much going on that nobody there wanted to leave and whatever. Every place there was to, there weren't really a lot of vacancies around. There weren't any, and there were no jobs available. My father tried to tell me, you know, some people need to leave town, even the state, to go somewhere where there's work. You know, you leave, you go where the work is. You go where there's a job for you, where there might be, because you're that much about survival. I stayed in my parents' house for a while. I tried to say that basically I had my own one-bedroom apartment, but I don't think you can call it that when I wasn't paying rent. Finally, one day, at one point, my father said he wanted me out. My father said he let me stay as long as he did because I was his son. But, see, I think the real reason he did that was because of the fact that otherwise he'd have to talk to my mother. My parents kept me around because otherwise they'd have to talk to each other. My parents were the kind of people who got married because there were no other options for them. Their whole marriage was one of convenience. Neither one of them had the energy nor the perks to pretty much leave and find somebody else. They stayed out of familiarity, out of comfort. Well, that familiarity breeded contempt. I was like a bumper there. Maybe my father said it wasn't worth it anymore and that he wanted me out. I kid you not. So there I did. I left with basically the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full, and I walked out of the house. Now I was scared. What am I going to do now? The job demand is getting worse and worse. There aren't jobs anywhere. Even the worst jobs are now being taken by foreigners who are too happy to leave the country they came for, to be a slave labor over here and whatever. There's just, where was I going to stay? Where? Where? I walked in the woods. We have woods in there for a while. I passed by the dang waterfall. We have one of those too. And all I could think about was what I'm going to do next. What am I going to do now? I thought maybe things will work out with my parents. Maybe they'll let me back in. What to do? Truth is, I've realized, oh my God, I'm homeless now. I'm going to be just like those people I see. The ones on the street, the ones who can't make ends meet. The ones who have been thrown out along with the garbage, who are usually sleeping in garbage so much, they've been thrown out just like that. I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to be one of them. I walked by over to the campsite. That's right. I happened to pass by, honestly, this crowd of people. I happened to pass by this whole collection of people who were basically doing their own thing, who were basically getting by. And personally, there they were. They were clear as day. I remember being surprised. I thought I knew everybody in town. And I thought, am I going to have to leave town to basically find some other means? I never wanted to leave. I never wanted to leave the one and only McKinleyville, California. But now I thought, well, how am I going to leave? Where am I going to go? I mean, dang. You know what I'm talking about. I didn't have any money on me. But anyway, there were these people who were campers, who were camping around, all whatever. So I decided to talk to them. I decided to basically ask them, hey, how are things? How are you doing? How is everything going? And there I basically heard the big guy, the biggest one, who was apparently the leader, comedian Organic OK. He went to me, and he basically said, hey, what's your story? I explained that basically I just got kicked out of my family home, that I needed to go out there and do my own thing and whatever, and that, honestly, I didn't have any means. So I'm the same thing I'm telling you right now. Exactly the same. Then he looked at me. He basically said, want to come with us? I was taken aback. I was really, basically, not knowing what to say. He basically told me that he was going around helping the world, picking up garbage and helping the homeless. He told me all that good noise, all that mess, or whatever. And the truth was, I don't know. There I was saying to myself, why not? Why don't I basically get by? So he basically swore me in. You basically dubbed me DJ Butterfly Feces. It's 7:15 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here, and you're listening to DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only, accept no substitutions. Please tell us, let us know what's going on with you. What's happening here? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, there I was, basically, if you've been listening to our show, I was last in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Now, I was in Sydney. That's right, Sydney, Australia. The big city, the city that may have the biggest homeless population of all. The biggest homeless problem. And I need to do something about it. But what? Once again, I know we should build more homes for the homeless, but in a way, it's not just a question of there not being enough places for people to live. It's a question of there not being enough money for them to afford them in the first place. Is someone going to take these people off the street who have been there for a while and give them a job and all that, give them a chance to turn all this mess around? Is it? I didn't know. Didn't seem like it. I was basically at the end of my tether. I mean it. It was basically hard. It was basically sort of aggravating and frustrating. I went over there to all of them and I said hello. I explained who I was, what I was all about, what I did, and why we were doing all this. I told them about all our expeditions, how we had been all over the globe and were helping people. We were getting people up off the street, trying to, picking up all the garbage that was here. So hopefully the money that is used to pick up garbage could be spent to helping the homeless. It's true. I was trying to help them do all that. All that. Now, in Sydney, actually in Australia, they call sleeping outdoors. They call being homeless sleeping rough. And that's what it was. I looked around there once again. A beautiful city that had basically, but when you looked at the homeless population, it was a big problem. It was a big problema which needed to be rectified. That's the truth. Truth is, we need to do something about the homeless problem. But of course, the question is, what? Dang, what could be done? I went to Organic and I said, we should do something. We've got to do something to make them try to take in more homeless people. I mean, we're picking up garbage. We can ask them to try to take in a couple, but how are we supposed to save the majority of them? Organic told me, just do what you got to do. Really, honestly. There I was picking up trash and whatever. I sat down and talked to one of the homeless, one of those who had been thrown on the street just like so much trash, who had made disposable. I talked to him about everything. And I told him that we were going around doing all this, whatever, and I wanted to help him. He told me he had been on the street for a while. He used to have a best friend he did everything with ever since before they could remember. Their parents were friends, and they kind of put them together and made them friends. They were inseparable. And then one day, at one point, his best friend turned on him. You see, they were living together. They were roommates. The best friend turned on him, betrayed their friendship and all that, and he had to leave. And the truth was, He didn't have any other means to do whatever. He couldn't afford his own place. He couldn't afford that. He couldn't afford anything. But he basically was happy. He had some pride. He was on the street right now. And he made other friends, new friends. The homeless, they were all in this together. They were unified. I was in awe. I was kind of proud of that because, you see, the truth is there was something kind of admirable about them finding it, them being all cast adrift and finding a strength in this. The truth is, I don't know. I was in awe. I didn't ask them to join us, ask them to come along, you know, on our expedition and whatever with me and Organic and the rest of the gang, because Organic said himself he doesn't have the money to be able to afford to personally – he didn't have the money to be able to afford to basically let a bunch of people, you know, just everybody travel with him. We're supposed to make things better for them, but at the same time, we couldn't take everybody with us. I wondered what I could do to help. And he said, I already did it. I listened to his story. See, he wanted somebody to hear his plea. Sometimes all somebody needs is basically for you to just listen to them. You don't have to do nothing else. Just listen. He said he was actually he didn't want to get up off the street so quickly because he's so close to his friends or whatever. What would he do? Could he say goodbye to them? There was a pride out there. They were all sleeping rough, but they were sleeping rough together. And I wish more homeless people maintained more of a unified front, but, you know, here's the messed up thing. In a way, they're desperate. They try to look out for each other, but they can't just do that. Because the truth is, you know, honestly, we don't have much means. You can't trust the people you're with. They turn around and bite and pinch from each other all the time. Well, no, I don't think they did, but the truth is homeless people do that. I've seen enough of this to know that. Trust wasn't necessarily a luxury among homeless people, but they seem to have it. I asked Organic if we could help and do whatever. Picked up trash, listened to them. And we even, some of them, cut their nails. Yeah, see, once again, you should help. You should do something. It was the end of the year. I'd spent almost a year on traveling the world with Organic, helping them do all this. I'd spent almost a year, and I just took a deep breath. I wondered, could I do this the rest of my life? In a way, maybe I should be grateful because, you know, the truth is, if maybe this homeless problem was solved, what else am I going to do? You know, I'd be without a job. And, of course, as Organic tried to tell me, a certain amount of homeless people is inevitable. We're trying to help all this. We're not going to be able to save them all. Some people are still just going to remain homeless. And I was interested to find out some of them wanted to. Some of them were enjoying the life that they were living. Some of them did this for excitement, for adventure. See, I think that basically, no, this is true. People should basically experience the homeless life. Everybody should just for a little while, maybe about a year or so, just to learn, see what it's like. Dang it. I took pride in the kind of people who basically did all this for excitement and adventure, you know, like truckers. I mean, now that's a hard job. When you become a trucker, in a way, it's all you are. You're on the road all the time. You can't just turn yourself on autopilot. You got this big, huge truck to worry about. Got to worry about your cargo. Got to worry about, you know, taking care of this and that. You got to worry. They could build more places for people to live, but were there going to be more jobs basically, so people could need the money to get the money to afford that place to live? That is something else. There I was wondering, I need to continue to do my job. If I didn't, organic would get rid of me, and then what would I do? Be on the street like them. I took some basically admiration, some of the people who wanted to be here, but I couldn't survive like this. I couldn't make it. Dang. I couldn't. I couldn't. What to do? I don't know. I didn't know. Once again, I tried to we tried to campaign, make our point that we literally helped basically that we got all that garbage up. Now, basically, some money could be spent to get some homeless people a place to stay, some kind of job, doing something. And you know what? Even the places where, I don't know what you call them, the homeless program, even they made the suggestion when we told them about what we were doing. They made the suggestion they should come with us. They made that suggestion. And even I was basically trying to explain it to them. Organic doesn't have that much money. Can't take them all with us. We're supposed to fix the problem, not just move it around. For every single person who has a job right now, there are a lot more people without them sleeping on the street, sleeping rough. You know, that's a good term. That's what they call it in Australia. We should use that term in America. Maybe we don't, because we weren't just sleeping rough, we were living rough. It was a real thing. It was a real thing. It was a real thing. I was exhausted. I wondered if basically we could basically help take care of this and that. Dang. I wanted to help. I wanted to basically make more of an effort. I don't know if they listened to us because we were foreigners. You know, the rest of the world does hate America. All the things in America. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The man who was trying to tell you that there is a homeless epidemic and we need to, instead of just trying to make sure we don't fall victim to it, we need to get together and do something about it. Roll up our sleeves and stop the problem forever. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. And once again, we invite you to get involved. Please, do something about it. You listen to our program. Tune in tomorrow for the next installment. Find out what happens next. All right? Hope you'll listen. Remember, the show runs from 7 to 7:30. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right? We basically encourage you to do something about it. If you have, bless you. Do something. Thank you. And good night.